Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
From Spiritual Connections Radio. I'm happy to let you know that we have another great show, which is the St. Germain Radio Show, which is on every month. And we actually have been updating the website with all kinds of great information. So go and check that out at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. So as always, in the beginning of the show, I like to talk about the websites for all the people such as Brigitte and Mike that are on the show and how you can find out more about the services and everything they have. So the links for the website, I should say for their websites, is up on Spiritual Connections Radio. But I'll go ahead and run through those real quick. If you want to find out more about Brigitte, she is teaching in the New Jersey, New York area. Among all the other things that she's doing, such as retreats and special training and everything like that. She just had a really great event this past weekend, which she might talk about a little bit because I know they have a download that's available. And you can find out more about her and her great services excuse me, by going to lightbridge101.com. That's lightbridge101.com. She will be being our clear channel for this evening. We'll be channeling St. Germain or whoever shows up. It'd be kind of funny, I guess, if someone shows up since it's called the St. Germain Radio Show. But and then for anybody who's been following the show, you know that we have Mike on, and Mike is a very gifted channel who also does the amazing music that we have in the introduction. And all his music is available for purchase. And if you haven't checked out his music, make sure to go purchase it. He also does in-person and remote Skype sessions where he creates custom music based on your energy. Just an amazing gift. And you can go to his website at MikeSnyderCC.com. And that's MikeSnyderCC.com. And if you're not quite sure about those links, just go to Spiritual Connections Radio, and they're right up there on the website on the information about the show. And with that, Brigitte.
Why, greetings, everybody. Thank you, Mark. That was amazing. Oh. And Mark himself is a great spiritual teacher and healer and guide, so you also want to check out his website, which is Mark?
MarkARawson.com, that's M-A-R-K-A, as in apple, Rawson, R-A-W-S-O-N.com.
Thank you, Mark. And Mark, as every time, or in the last few months, he has offered so kindly to give a diksha during the part where Mike is going to channel the higher realms with music, specifically to get the energies of everyone listening to tonight's event ready to be receptive to the message at St. Germain or whatever Ascended Master wants to come through. Now I'm a little concerned because of what Mark said. Who knows who's going to come through here tonight? Well, we'll wait and see. But greetings, everyone. I just want to thank you for listening to this radio event. And that being said, I want you to very much be prepared that this is not only about information. This is very much about your inner healing process and about you receiving you know, openings and activations. So allow yourself to sit in a comfortable position and really to make this time your time to receive. And I'm sure you can all relate to this, this intensity of the global events that are going on and all the fear and all the threat and all the horrors we are hearing. It's really nice to just get together for an event and to really just take the time for yourself and to really refuel your own cup. And in this process, as you refuel your own cup, then you can be more effective in sending out energy and love and light out into the world. The event that Mark talked about that we held on Saturday, I think it was last Saturday evening, was very much geared to the planetary influences, and in this case, to the sun, to really focus on bringing in that sun ray into your own heart and to be aware that that powerful sun energy is within you and can radiate outwards and really transform your life and light your life and your surroundings around. And really feeling that you are the co-creator. You are the son of the son of the sun. And to use that support of the solar energies that are very activating, and that very much stand for the divine force, divine source, spirit, and to use that in your daily life. And the same very much with lunar energy, and I'm quite sure that Saint Germain will talk about that a little bit today. The lunar energy that we so much feel around us right now, with the moon being so close to the Earth in its ecliptic movement around the Earth, and we feel that so much stronger, and every month that the moon is so much closer to the Earth, and it becomes a new moon, and it becomes a full moon, it is so much more intense and so much more effective and supporting you at the same time. So it's not really just about the intensity, but it's very much also about focusing on the support that we are getting. So often you hear about certain planetary alignments and that there's warning and fear about it, like Mercury going retrograde, you really shouldn't sign any contracts. But there's always a side of support in that. When Mercury goes retrograde, it's a time to go within. It's a time for inner communication. And it's a time to really focus on the divine and on source inside of your own heart. And so the planetary alignment pulls you back from the outer world a little bit and wants you to do just that. And the same with the seasons. We've already talked about that. We fear, and Mike mentioned it, the fear of winter that is already building up here on the East Coast, with someone talking about another bad storm hitting in October. And yet the winter is a very important time for us to regroup, to regenerate, to go within, to plant a seed for the next year to come. So it's more and more about learning to live with the rhythms and with the changes instead of against the changes. And Saint Germain is the master of transformation. So he will use change and adversity and all of that as an opportunity for spiritual growth and to show us that and to feel that as an opportunity to expand and to learn more about who we are instead of seeing it as a place of fear. So my work with Saint Germain very much is about empowerment, and I'm very happy to have now Mike and Mark also being part of this. Mike's with music very often at any of the events where I channel Saint Germain through. Mike will also be present and will play while the messages come through, allowing one to even be more receptive to the energies, because as you know, music is a universal language. And I can only recommend that you go on his website and you just check him out for your personal benefit, as he can also play channeled music specifically geared towards you, and he also brings through some amazing messages. So if you want to get a personal Skype session, regardless of where you are in the world, I can only recommend it. It's very healing, very empowering, and you get a CD from that or a download that you can download onto your computer that you then can continuously use in times of meditation to really help you to further open up and unfold in your own way and in your own rhythm. And so with that, I am going to give everything over to Mike and Mark. Mark doing the data, Mike playing the music. That will usually take about 10, 15 minutes, and then St. Germain will come through me and will speak to everyone directly. His dissertations can take, and journeys that he will take you on in activations, take usually 30 to 45 minutes, and then around 9 o'clock at night is usually the time when, if you are interested and you want to ask a personal question to St. Germain, you have the opportunity to call in and to ask a question, and you will find that very often the questions that are being asked, even though it feels like a very personal question, when St. Germain answers it, he answers it so that the whole group or whoever is listening to the show, to this event, can also benefit from it. And Mark, do you have the telephone number already for anyone who wants to call in at around 9 o'clock?
Yes, I do. Thank you. So if you'd like to call in and ask St. Germain or whoever shows up, setting intention, whoever shows up, you can get your questions answered by an Ascended Master, and you can do that by calling 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Do you want to mention anything about the Diksha to explain it to everyone, what it is that you'll be doing, where the music is playing?
Yeah, I'll just start with giving some kudos out to my friend Marissa out of Pennsylvania, who's an amazing healer. I actually had her go and listen to a replay of the show from last month. She's able to connect with people's energy fields and also to sense energy and notice different things about music and stuff like that. And she had a chance to tune into the show to the part that we're about to go into in the next moment or so. And she was telling me that there was this energy of the angels and archangels along with the ascended masters integrated into the music. And she said that she also could tell that the Diksha was embedded. She could feel that energy. And I had asked her, you know, what exactly does that look like to her? And she said, well, it's completely different from all the other energy modalities that she sees. You know, she knows the difference between all the different, everything from Reiki to whatever. And she said the energy is absolutely amazing. She says when it goes into her body, and she says this is pretty much what happens when I get Diksha. She actually looks at my energy field and can see what it's doing. She says every time Diksha goes into the body, which is the blessing that I'm going to send out to everybody during the show, and what she verified for me is that it actually is integrated into the replays, and it has the same amount of strength as it does when I do it one-on-one with people. And basically what she said is that the energy goes in and does what's for the highest good of the person in the situation they're in that moment. So there's a couple different days where she'll be dealing with a situation. She'll text me and say, send me Diksha, and I'll send her Diksha, and sure enough, the energy goes right in, and it complements her body and her energy fields and whatever way needs to be balanced in those situations. So the easiest way that I put it is I just tell people that, you know, if you are looking to increase your meditation practice, it enhances it. If you're looking to increase your prayer practice, it enhances your prayer practice. It's basically used to actually accelerate your spiritual growth. And just an amazing gift that I do for free. And we do it all over the country, and it's just an amazing thing. And right now we've been doing it out to about 85,000 people who listen to the show. So I'm proud to be able to show up and give this gift to the world. And that's Diksha. And the intent that I set when I go to do it before when Mike goes to start to play the music, is I set the intention that anybody listening to the show or any of the replays or anybody connected to the show in any way into the future, that this blessing give each person whatever is for their highest good. And that's Diksha. So thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for offering that, Mark. And so I invite you to really be receptive, close your eyes, and simply allow yourself to receive that blessing. and to be integrated into every cell of your body and open you up to whatever you need at this moment. And the same would happen with Mike's music. Again, music is universal. It's a universal language. So the vibrations that are coming through are codings from the masters and the angels that will also infuse themselves into your DNA, into your core structure, bringing great healing, great unfoldment, great opening. So enjoy that. And then afterwards, St. Germain will come through and whoever else, and we'll see what happens. That part I do not know in advance because that will be channeled. That will be the choice of the masters as to what they want to offer. So enjoy.
Thank you.
my dear fellow light workers. I am Saint Germain. And my love goes out to all of you at this time of great change. You've all experienced, if you were in the Northern Hemisphere, a new moon. What does that mean to you, and what does it mean to all the lives that touch you, that you've touched, and your whole surrounding, and the direction you find yourself in moving towards enlightenment, unfoldment, towards living the desire of your heart. Change, if it would be easy, would be called a mastership. A new beginning also means a door closing. It means a time of uncertainty, a time of not knowing, a time of even feeling disconnected from source. But at this time of confusion, at this time of darkness, much is taking place. Just like for the moon, when it begins its new cycle, and it is dark, on the other side, it is not so dark at all. And so, fear, power of the duality within you and within every part of your life, but don't see it as something threatening, but as a tremendous opportunity for you to learn about yourself. And so when you are in this place of confusion, when you are in this place of feeling the desire to change in direction, and yet somehow circumstances around you seem to make it impossible for you to move out of the situation that you're finding yourself in, stop. Stop fighting. Stop pushing. And embrace the night. Embrace the time of being disconnected. Because in that stillness and in that quietness, a new seed can be born. And the seed is born out of a simple choice. A choice, though, that has been waiting to be made for quite some time. And you think you might have made it before, but there is this moment of absolute commitment to that choice. And it is that moment in that choice where you're willing to let go of any conditions surrounding that choice. Any have-tos, any musts, this is the only way it can happen. You are allowing at that moment of choice to state, I'm open to receive. I surrender, I let go, I am open to receive whatever need to unfold for that choice to carry the fruits of this commitment. And so, yes, in that moment, you do not know. You do not know. It is not something you can conceptualize in your mind. This moment of choice can purely come from your heart. From your heart. And sometimes these periods take weeks, months, years, but the way everything has been accelerating on Earth, it doesn't have to take that long anymore. But be aware, the deeper you allow yourself to move into the unknowing, to move into that moment of darkness and confusion and disconnectedness, the greater the light will be that you're giving birth to. That is a fact here on Earth where you live within the matrix of duality. Even so, duality is an illusion. And even so, you are very much part of all that is. You came into this physical form for a reason. to learn about oneness. The only way you can learn about oneness, that you can remember about oneness, is by embracing the duality, love and fear, light and darkness. And the only way there can be balance, there can be a form of neutralization, a form of oneness, is by you allowing these dual forces to make peace with each other so that the battle can cease to exist that is raging within you. And so when you see the cruelties outside of yourself that are happening in the world, bring yourself back to the light within. Focus on that light. And without knowing how all of this is going to play out, choose to surrender to that light. That light that is also known as the Christ love. The Christ not having anything to do with religion, but everything to do with this force of love that is the true intermediary, the true bridge that allows you to expand into your divine oneness consciousness. And so there is love and there's love. Yes, we talked about the duality of love and fear, and yet there is a different type of love, the Christ love, that is free of any condition, that is free of any judgment. And in your humanness, you will fall short of that love more than once. Yes, and that is okay. You are not being judged by the Christ or by any of us. It is part of the path you're treading over and over again to step out of the duality back into oneness, to step out of here back into that Christ love, that love that is greater than that regular love that encompasses awe, truly awe. And just like Jesus said, who wants to throw the first stone? I'm sure you can agree that you are not always in that place of total, all-encompassing love. And that is okay, because you're learning to remember. You're learning to remember who you are. So let's start with projecting that type of love towards yourself, to let go of the conditions, the judgments, the haves and the have-nots, and the must and must not, and simply allow yourself to just be perfect in your imperfection, to allow yourself to not have to prove yourself to yourself, that you don't have to do anything, and that you don't need to find an answer right now for something that might happen a day, a week, or a month from now. That the answers will come to you at the appropriate time. And so I invite you now to connect with the moon. The moon is a symbol of the Divine Mother, the nurturing energy, the receptive energy that takes that light from the sun and becomes the bridge, taking that powerful intensity and levels it down so that when it reaches the earth, when it reaches matter, when it becomes a physical aspect of all that is, then it can experience itself in a way that is burst from love. And so fear the embrace of the moon goddess upon you at this time period of a new moon. And often the new moon was seen as a time where darkness could prevail. But then again, at the full moon, that was also fear that was coming up, because what was feared was the letting go of control, the being willing to have trust and faith in that divine light, in that divine force to be there for you even so, you cannot see it. And so when you feel disconnected and for any reason whatsoever, or when you feel that you're not walking the spiritual path that you so desire, have trust and faith. Know that spirituality is not just one path. It is the whole existence of who you are. From the time you're incarnated into physical form to the time you leave your physical body behind and move into the higher realms, all of it is spirituality. All of it. And so as you allow yourself to raise your consciousness up to the moon, the bridge, feel the balance. Feel on the one side the sun and the spiritual force, and on the other side Earth and the density of Earth and the battle of Earth, battle and duality, light, darkness, those who want to suppress freedom and those who want to liberate those who are not free. And so, observe, fear, that what is happening as you emerge with that lunar energy, as you feel that bridge, that you truly are opening up to your own soul. Your own soul who knows exactly what you need from the divine in your physical existence. What lessons, what opportunities, what it is you still need to observe and look at and learn. And don't be afraid of those lessons, because you don't have to do them alone. And so when you feel the power of the moon is in and around you, that balance, open yourself up to an even greater love and greater intermediary beyond the soul, and that is the Christ himself. He's known as the one who will bring you back to God, source, creator, all that is. And the way he does that is through the power of love. And so I will step back now, and I will let the Christ talk to you directly into your heart, into your essence, into your soul. Greetings, my beloved children. I want you to become aware of the beautiful flowers that you are. You're not forgotten. You have radiant colors, radiant light within you. You yourself are in the image of God, the Creator, Source, the Great Spirit of all that is. And it is for you now to open up and embrace the divine self and to let it come out and to use this Christ self within you to bring forth love into that what is calling out for your love. If there is anger or disharmony, send love. If there's anger and disharmony within yourself, open yourself up to the Christ, to me. When I talk about the sacred union for you to become my beloved, what I want you to do is to merge with me and become part of my vestures, so that together we can walk the path of light, so that together we can walk through the valleys of darkness until you come to the other side and you can turn back and you can see that the darkness was only an illusion, that there was nothing to be afraid of, and that everything that you experienced was necessary to get you where you are right now. And so if there is loss, let it go in peace. As you release that, whether that is a family member or a dear friend or someone who simply is moving out of your life, know that that is only necessary for you to open up to something new that is more of a reflection of your inner self. Be at peace. Allow yourself to mourn if necessary. There's no judgment. Mourning is a necessary part of closing the door to the past before you step through the door into the new experience of who you are. But also take the time to remember, to really remember. Not only that, what breaks your heart, but remember the good, the aspect that brought you joy and that brought you gifts in some form or way. And so very often connected to me and to my presence is the rose. The rose being very much a symbol of love and forgiveness. So I want you to feel how I am now giving to you a beautiful rose to enter your heart, to give you the power of love and forgiveness, to give you the power and courage to move forward on your path, and to give you especially the power and courage not to know. You don't have to know. You don't have to know the future. All that is asked of you is to be willing to have trust and faith in the Christ within you to guide and direct you, and to allow the Buddhic mind, the mind of the Buddha, to enlighten you, to help and support you to release thought patterns that keep you limited or that keep you in a place of lower frequency, to allow that mind of the Buddha to illuminate you so that you too can become clearer in your intentions, clearer in that what your heart, the Christ heart, is communicating to you. With another level of trust and faith, with an observation of your thought patterns. And you will notice that by observing your thought patterns, your emotional body shall begin to change. And by your emotional body changing, that what you bring into the world, that what you manifest, is changing too. That is a universal law. Trust it and live by it. Your greatest challenge at this time on earth is the purification of the mind through the heart. Because you are all so infused with negativity and fear and threat. And it is so easy for you to get caught in that negativity and threat and being pulled into that sense there is no hope, that there is no future, that all of what you've been doing up to this point is meaningless, and that before you know it, your life will be over without you having accomplished anything. But that voice is untruth, because you are already accomplished just with who you are. Focus on that light within. And you know that you are already perfect just the way you are. And so I invite you to very much live through the alignment of body, soul, and spirit, and to call on me to assist in using your heart to be in alignment with the heart of the solar system and with the heart of this galaxy, so that you can raise your frequency up and assist others to raise their frequency up too. simply by you being you. Simply by you being you. You do not have to do anything. You don't have to prove yourself to anything. All I ask you to do is open yourself up to hearing me, my voice, my love, my encouragement, and to feel my love and to breathe in my fragrance so that you can remember some of these very powerful affirmations, affirmations that were taught to some of the saints to remind you of why you are here, to remind you as to why you are doing all this work of moving yourself back into your center over and over again, moving yourself back into a place of love, no matter how difficult it is around you, because you are an instrument of peace. That is what your true heart's desire is. You desire to sow love where there's hatred. You desire to replace doubt with faith and to bring hope where there's despair, to bring light where there's darkness and joy where there's sadness. You know the power of love. And it is not only that it is about you giving love, but it is also about you allowing yourself to receive love, to receive love from us, from me, without any conditions, without feeling that you have to do something, but to simply sit and open yourself up to be receptive to that love. And so I invite you now to open yourself up and to envision a beautiful, radiant silver star shining upon you and the world. Feel that. And feel how this ray is cutting through the astral clouds of darkness, fear, anger, and any form of discrimination and recrimination and judgment. That radiant silver ray from that star is very powerful. See it entering every aspect of your own life where you feel that there's still much transformation needed, whether it is through your physical health or whether it is someone that you care for, some situation. See that silver ray from that star entering that aspect too, bringing purification, bringing healing. And as you do that, not only are all the clouds melting away, but the darkness is receding. And you notice a great cross is in a silver circle. It's in a silver circle of light that is encompassing you right now. And it's in the center, in your center, behold the rose that I've given you, the rose of love and forgiveness, and that it is blossoming now and in full blossom, full radiance. And as you feel that within yourself, feel it growing so that it is not only just you who is engulfed in the circle with his cross and the rose in the center, but now the whole earth is engulfed in this beautiful silver ray circle. And the cross very much symbolizing the balance of the elements, the balance of all the directions, balance. And at its heart, the rose of love and forgiveness. And so when you stand in this light and when you can feel it around the earth, truly feel how you are the the channeled instrument of the Christ love, that you are part of me and I am part of you, that the words you speak are words in alignment with me, with the Christ, and that when you touch, it is me, the Christ, through you that touches. And so, this in your inner eye, see yourself go forth and see yourself, envision yourself touching those around you in your family or in your community, those that have given you grief or those that you truly love, and touch them with the touch of the Christ. It's me touching them through you. And envision giving them a rose. A rose, their vibration towards love and forgiveness too. And if you feel so inspired, bring those beautiful roses of love out to those areas in the Middle East where love is so much needed, or in Africa, or in areas where there is illness, and there's discomfort, and there's poverty. Bring those flowers of love and light, those roses. Bring those out to those in need, and touch them with the Christ touch, and remind them that they are part of something so much greater. That all that anger and all that hatred no longer serves any of them. And use the silver ray to see that anger and hatred recede when you approach. And notice that you're not alone. That not only are you aligned with me, but there's a choir of angels that is with you at this time as you are the channel and instrument of the Christ love. And as you go forth, and as you continue to send out that love and light, become aware that you are a point of light in a greater light. You are a strand of loving energy within the stream of love divine. And you are a point of sacrificial fire within the fiery will of God. And thus you stand in perfect union with me, the Christ, in alignment, bringing force into every aspect of your own life and into the world, the Christ love. You are a way by which man can achieve a source of strength enabling them to stand. A beam of light shining upon their way. That is your true purpose. That is who you are. But it starts with your own path. And even so, you are walking in blindness at times with your eyes folded closed, not knowing what the next step will bring. Feel my presence with you. Feel my love with you. And feel the touch of Buddha, who is also there with you. Both of us empowering you, enlightening you, strengthening you, to be willing to walk this path without knowing, with your heart open and your mind clear. And commit your mind to only one thought. The thought is that you are love and that you are being loved. And let that mantra transform your world. Let that be your choice for the new beginning in your life. That and that you choose to be a channel and instrument of the Christ love at all times. Then you don't have to wonder how you can be of service any longer. Because then every moment, every time you come in contact with someone or you walk on the street or you drive in your car, you are of service, always. Not just when you talk in a spiritual community or exchange there, but you are in service all the time. And just as I didn't teach only in temples or something resembling a sacred place, I taught the most among everyday life with everyday people, because I chose to see the Christ light in everyone that I came in contact with. That was my focus. That was my commitment. And that is what I'm asking you now to also. This truly is a new beginning, not only for you, but for all of Earth, for Gaia. Every time a moon cycle completes, there is another level of frequency that can be felt here on Earth, continuously moving Earth forward into its expanded light body, into its higher consciousness of love. And you all have chosen to be here at these momentous times to assist and support this process. But know that you do not have to do this alone. All of us, all of those who walked the path of enlightenment before you and who are now working from the higher realm, we are all here with you, supporting you, guiding you, and directing you. Through love, not through judgment. Through empowerment, not through anger. And so feel that love. Feel that commitment that we have to you. And we are not turning our back when you feel like you lost faith or you lost commitment or you've moved to a place where you don't want to talk to us anymore. You're angry with us because you feel like we haven't provided to you that what you think we promised to you. We understand, because we've been there, all of us, times of fear and confusion and feeling that God had forsaken us. And yet, as we allowed ourselves to sink into the darkness, we found that within that darkness, there also was a great light. And so we have faith in you. We know that the only possible outcome for all of you is to find your way back into oneness, back to God, back to source, back into the light. So allow yourself to take a few more breaths as I, at this time, we bring forth a unique heart attunement for you. Infusing your heart is an empowerment to strengthen you, place of love. Bringing in a higher force field that will also empower you be receptive to your core DNA structure to even light up a little bit more, for you to be able to stay in a place of balance in these next days, weeks, and months to come. Tool of transformation that shall help you in the days to come is your trust and faith in the Christ within you. An acknowledgement to your alignment with the galactic heart and living in the knowing that I'm with you always, guiding and directing you, having that faith, surrendering, allowing the lunar energies of the Divine Feminine to teach you about receptivity and allowance so that you can become the intermediary that brings manifestation of the Christ here on earth. Feel your heart opening up further. Feel the light in your heart becoming stronger. Feel it ignite every cell of your body. Until you're fully engulfed in the power of the Christ love. I seal it into your heart. So the power of the cross, surrounded by the circle of oneness, that is the symbol of my cruise of earth, as a reminder that earth is the place for you to manifest thy kingdom of the Christ. Blessings to all of you. I am the Christ within you. And yet the Christ is in me. And it is so. Amen. Now that I, Saint Germain, am with you always, through the time of transformation, through the time of change, may the Christ love have opened up your heart further to see the light within yourself. Blessings to all of you. On this time of unfoldment, remember, do not let yourself get caught in the negativity and in the fear and in the chaos around you. Always pull yourself back and use the power of the violet flame to transform and transmute any discordant energies within and around you. And allow yourself to move back into that Christ love over and over again so that it becomes second nature for you to simply be in that light and to send it out into the world. There's not much I would like to add at this time to that, what the Christ brought through. Is there anybody who is called in, Mark?
Yes, hold on, Saint Germain. Let me go ahead and give out the number to everybody again. It's 646-716-9663, and we'll go ahead and bring on our first caller. Is it Avatar? I know I pronounced your name incorrectly.
Avatar.
Thank you. You're on with Saint Germain.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance?
Well, when I was listening to the music, you know, I had a lot of left brain activity. And there are times when I go into other dimensions. And when I go into other dimensions, I'm playing the piano. So as I was listening to the music, I was in another dimension playing the piano. And there was also a person, a male, playing the flute. And I also speak three other languages from three other galaxies. And I wanted to know, I don't actually play the piano right now, but it's my intention to remember, you know, how to play. And I'm wondering this music, because I've seen this music from other galaxies and other languages. And I'm wondering if playing the piano and singing this music, is that something that I'm supposed to do concurrently with each other?
That is a very good question, my dear. It is important that you stay connected to the other dimensions. and that you envision yourself playing the piano in these other dimensions and hear this light language that you are hearing. But now that in this life, in this form, in this physical form that you have here, you're bringing through the frequencies in a different form. You certainly can choose if you want to start playing the piano. There's no reason to speak against it. But the way it works for you is that you open yourself up to these other dimensions, and that what almost appears to be a daydream is not a daydream. It is very real. It brings unique frequencies into your own body as you experience what you experience in the other realm. And then you can bring these frequencies through to those that you come in contact with, whether it is through your words, whether it is through your touch, and sometimes it's simply through your presence that you bring these frequencies through for healing and transformational purposes. So it is not that you have to do anything. The most important part for you to know is then do have these experiences in these other dimensions. They're very real, and they are bringing downloads into your human physical form in this lifetime, in this dimension, at this time. And it is necessary that you continue that, because that is a form where you assist in the shifts and changes that the collective consciousness and the Earth is going through.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, my dear. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you, too.
All righty. Yvonne?
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Greetings, oh. My dear. How can I be of assistance?
Well, how are you? Nothing. I mean, I was just in the middle. I didn't get to hear everything, but just a few. But I wanted to know if I can just have a reading, if possible.
You can have a reading, but not through this radio event. You can certainly get a reading at a separate time. The full reading will take more than a few minutes to give to you. But if you want any form of encouragement, I can tell you this. You are on the right path. The only reason why there are these other circumstances that feel like they are holding you back is because of your own doubt in your own self that always seeks for outer confirmation instead of having more trust and faith in that inner wisdom and that inner knowledge that is already developing within you. Your psychic abilities are very strong, and yet you do not trust it fully. You always look for some confirmation, and as much as that is beautiful, there is nothing wrong with looking for confirmation. It has become a habit of you to use this confirmation as a way to balance the doubt that you have within you. And you're at a great threshold in your life right now where you have the opportunity to open up even further to your divine gifts. But for you to be able to do so, you need to be willing to jump blindfolded with your hands bound behind your back into the abyss, and as you do that, having full trust and faith that you will be caught. So there is a test right now for you to not receive the confirmation you're looking for from the outer, so that you can start living from your own inner voice and guidance instead of that what you're hearing from outside of yourself. Does that make sense, Maria?
Oh, okay. All right.
Blessings to you and in itself.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Fanny, you're on with St. Germain.
Thank you, Mark. Hello, St. Germain. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, my dear.
It's wonderful to be able to speak with you again, and I need to catch the replay because I got home late, and I'm first getting on the show, but feel very grateful that I can connect with you. And I'm having a lot of difficulty coping with things right now. And it's funny because the answer that you just gave the other woman feels like it was for me as well. And my son, he just left to go live with his father in Staten Island because he's going to go to college. And there has been finally been movement in my life. I found enough courage to be able to go out and go on. I went on 2 interviews. The first one, I completely botched it up, and then the second one, I'm still waiting to hear back from, so I don't know if that's going to come through or not. And my financial...
Bring yourself back into your center. There has been so much change going on into your life that it feels like a whirlwind. It feels almost like every aspect has been pulled apart, and you want to grasp certain things to hang on to for security and for structure. But where you are right now, there can only be total trust and faith. You know the direction you want to move into, and that is beautiful, and they have no doubt that that direction cannot be possible for you. It can be. So now allow yourself to not control the outcome, but to be open to that what is presented to you. This is a great test and phase for you. And if you look back, you can see that there's movement going on, that there are the changes occurring, and that you are not alone, and that we do hear your prayers. Just don't give up just before all the miracles are about to happen. So just stay, center yourself, focus on the light within you, and know that whatever opportunities you need for your unfoldment, they will be forced to you. Don't work so hard. By working so hard, you're actually interfering with a positive outcome.
Right,
it would be more beneficial for you to sit down in the morning and to do nothing else and open yourself up to the Christ light and to just let it fill you up and let the Christ guide and direct you with every step you make. It would be very beneficial for you to listen to this recording. It will support you on your forward movement.
I've been trying to do that, and I keep on sending, I fall asleep, and then I sleep the whole day away, and I'm trying
to
be positive.
Find a different location. Go outside. Go and put your feet into a brook, and then connect. Use ways where you cannot fall asleep. It is this falling asleep is the fear within you towards your own power and unfoldment. In a way, you are, or your lower self, I should say, is sabotaging yourself from forward movement. Don't let that happen. Find other ways then to ensure that you're not laying down or you're not sitting in a position where you can simply fall asleep.
Okay, because and it's funny that you mentioned that the other thing also, because I feel like I'm manifesting being homeless instead of...
In a way, you're manifesting being powerless because you're afraid of your own psychic powers. But now that is not the path you're on. Have trust and faith and fill yourself up with the Christ love. Know that I am with you. Know that violet flame works with you and through you. And know that through the death you're experiencing, a very beautiful new beginning is being born.
I've never been here before. I'm completely...
Yes.
It's like I feel like I'm stepping on the ledge, and you're telling me to step off the ledge because I'm going to be caught, but that first step to step off the ledge is really hard.
But remember, you're not alone. I am with you. I will not let you get hurt. I will not let you drown.
I know. Thank you so much.
Blessings to you, my dear.
Blessings
to you always.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. I have one last question, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
How do I get back to heal the point in me of being worthy or feeling of being worthy? Is it something...
By raising your frequency.
you are worthy. It is simply through the outer circumstances that your frequency has dropped. By stopping to sabotage yourself, by falling asleep and finding ways to call in the light and to breathe in the light and to let the light fill up every cell of your body, and to use the light as your mantra, and to use as a mantra, I am love and I am loved. I am living in abundance. I am in peace. When you start using these mantras, you're starting to reprogram your thought patterns, and you will find that there will be great changes occurring because of that.
Excellent. Okay.
That's
thank you so much.
You're welcome. And
God bless you. Thank you.
All righty, St. Germain, it's Mark, and I want to say thank you for working with me. I enjoy working with your energy as I work with my clients, and I've appreciated the relationship I've had in working with you over the last 4 years.
It has been my honor to work with you and through you, and it is my deep gratitude for your willingness to use me as an extension of you to bring healing and empowerment to the world. Thank you.
And you're all set for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings to all of you who are listening now, who will be listening to the recording. Know that our love is with you always. And do not get caught in the dramas and intensity that is presented to you in the outer world. Pull yourself back. Reconnect over and over again. And allow the light to shine forth within you and around you. Blessings to you. I am St. Germain, and it is so. Amen.
Thank you.
thank you very much, everybody, for calling in or for listening to the radio event. It really was a wonderful time. I hope it helped you. I hope you received some guidance, information, and some form of healing that will continue to support you on your spiritual unfoldment and forward movement. Now that you can, once again, you can get music directly from Mike by going to his website at www.mikesnidercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. I offer readings directly, either over the phone or in person in Clinton, New Jersey. You can find information about me at lightbridge101.com, or you can find upcoming radio events by going to spiritualconnectionsradio.com, or you can go to Mark's website. Mark, help me out again. Your website is...
MarkARawson.com.
You're the best. And get also healing directly from him, as he brings beautiful masters for himself and is a great divine messenger and healer too, and life coach, and gives these beautiful dikshas. So thank you, everyone. And now that my love is with all of you, and blessings to you.
Thanks for everything, and good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night,
Mike.
Good night.